Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
The Gemara is discussing din of Megillas Tainis, which are the days that Chazal were kiveyam, their miniature yam tevim. A good thing happened that day. So Melech Chazal made it iser on all those days of Megillas Tainis, each one because of the Yeshua that happened on that day. They now had a fast that day, and some of them are muhammer, the Yeshua was greater, and you also now have a hesped. And the Mishnah brings 2 days in Tanan, if only the days are also, what about the day before, what about the day after? According to the Tanakhama, which the Gemara says is Rabbi Meir, the days that there's an Issa besides for Tainus is also of an Issa of hesped, there the day before is Asa, the day after is Mutter, the day before is Asa. The days that the only Issa is Tainus, there's no Issa Hespit, so they're both before and after Amutter. Rabbi Yasi holds, he's more Machmir. The days that even Hespit is Asr, then not only is before Asr, but after is also Asr. The days that only Tainus is Asr, so they're only before is Asr. That's the Mishnah. And the Gemara brings 3 days of Namiran. Rav says, Alachak Rabbi Yasi, the most Machmir, that the days of Loyla Sanoa, that you can fast the day before Zasr, and the days that added Loyla Misbid behind, also the day after Zasr. Shmuel originally said, the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that by the days of Loyla Sanoa, both of them and Lechreim Amutter, and only the days of Loyla Misbid, then before Zasr. And afterwards, when he found out there's even a bigger Mekel, Reb Shimon Gamliel, that there's no such thing as any days being Asr before or after, so then he passed up Shimon Gamliel. And Be'echon passed like a basis, but only in regard to the days before and not in regard to the days after. So come dice, whether it's Leila Misbah or Leila Sanah, the day before is Asr, and the day after in both cases are Mutter. That's the Gemara. Now Taisus of Maskil, Rav HaMach, Rav Yasi asked the Kasha, since we passed like a basis, Rav goes like a basis, Rav Be'echon goes like a basis, usually we pass like Rav V'Yisurei, and we go like a Be'echon and Keneged Rav and Shmuel. So how can we fast on Yud Gimel Adar? Why isn't it also because of the day before Purim? Now really in Yud Gimel Adar, the Gemara says, is also Yom Nikonar, the Gemara in Amud Beis. But as far as that's concerned, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said, Batla Megillas Tainus. We're not restricted by Megillas Tainus anymore. It's Batla Megillas Tainus. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also says, in regard to Chanukah and Purim, was Lay Batla. So Chanukah, there's no Din Hespen and Tainus. Purim also, there's no Din Hespen and Tainus. Megillas Tainus, that's what it says, the Gemara says in Amud Beis, that the Bnei Tezvav are also Asav Hesmet Tainus and Yadalan, and the Bnei Yadalan are also Asav Hesmet Tainus and Tezvav because of Megillas Tainus. Because Chanukah and Purim was Loi Batla Megillas Tainus. So the Shaila is, what happened to Tainus Esther? Yud Gimel Adar is the day before Yudalan Adar. Yudalan Adar is the day in Megillas Tainus. How can we fast on Yud Gimel Adar Tainus Esther when it's the day before the day of Megillas Tainus and Rav passes Halacha Rabbi Yasi Gavaldik Shaila? This Shaila Kama Rishayim asked, the Kama Drachim and the Rishayim, and we'll start explaining one by one. Taisus' first teretz is that even though it says that Lo Yibotlu Megillas Tainus Bechanukah and Purim, that's only in regard to Chanukah and Purim themselves. But in regard to the Din Lefneim, it is Batl in regard to Chanukah and Purim. And the Asaga Saravit says this, there's a discussion which we'll discuss, which we'll mention a few times, the Baal Amor and the Ramban and Asaga Saravit at the end of the first parak of Megillah, that since the Ravit says, Eloshin, since they're Mavatal all the days, so the Tfele, the days that come before Chanukah Purim, are not more strong than the regular days of Megillah's Tainus themselves. But the Ravid himself happens to hold that that's not a good teretz on the Kasha, because he holds, and we're going to get to this soon, that they were mevatel Megillas Tainus only legabe Tainus Yachid. The Tzibur still is not allowed to be geizer Tainus on a day, and Tainus says so it seemed to be a Tainus Tzibur. That's what the Ravid says, so that wouldn't be an answer to the Kasha according to the Ravid. We'll get to that. But just, what is the first teretz? That when they are mevatel Megillas Tainus in all the days, even though they were not mevatel for Chanukah Purim, but still they were mevatel the Din Lefneim. Now the Ran's Kasha is, so why is the Gemara discussing it? Rav is the one that says in Rosh Hashanah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, that they will mevatel Megillas Tainus. Why would Rav say, Alochak Rav Yasi, to ask the Lefneim and Lachareim by Lila Misbeid, if it's Bala Megillas Tainus, what's in Negeya? Elamai, because it's Negeya Chanukah and Purim. If you're going to say that in any case, even if there was an Issa Lefeim Echreim, but when they're Mevatel Megillas Tainis, in regard to all the other days, they're also Mevatel, in regard to the Yom Lefneim and Yom Lechreim of Chanukah and Purim, so what's in the Negeah? Why are they passing Halacha Rav Yosi, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel? What's in the Negeah? It's about the Megillas Tainis. And the only Teretz Tiran has is because the Chanukah and Purim is not Batel. But if you're going to say that Batel Megillas Tainis includes the Din of Lefneim, Lechreim, and Chanukah and Purim, so why is the Gemara discussing it? As a fact, the Ran and also the Ritva earlier in the Afyudim and Aleph. So Sfasem says that maybe Taisus holds like the Raivin, that it's negated to Tainus Tzibur. But I saw that Tiliyana points out, but then you're not answering, because if he holds like the Raivin, then it's Tainus Teretz, because Tainus Esther would seem to be a Tainus Tzibur. But that's the kasha they have. Taisus in the second Teretz says, a Teretz based on the Gemara Namid Beis. The Gemara Namid Beis talks about Yom Toyonis. The Gemara says originally there was Yud Beis, originally they had a bunch of consecutive days at Megillas Tainis. Yud Beis Adar was Yom Toyonis. The Gemara in Namid Beis explains what it is. Yud Gimel Adar is Yom Nikonar. Yud Dalid is Purim. So the Gemara says Rav Nachum was Geizer Tainis on Yom Toyonis, on Yud Beis. And they said, what do you mean it's Yom Toyonis? And he said, that they canceled Yom Toyonis because a tragedy happened then. Shmaya and Achia, his brother, Shmaya and Achia were killed. They were tzaddikim. Rashi says we don't know the context of the tragedy, but since a tragedy happened, they canceled the Issa Hesped V'tainis on Yom Toyonis because of the tragedy that happened. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but it's the day before Yom Nikonar. Okay, they canceled Yom Toyonis because of the tragedy that happened. It's the day before Yom Nikonar. So the Gemara says, well, if they canceled Yom Toyonis, so also that would include the fact that you're not going to be restricted because of the day before Yom Nikonah. So that's what Taisa says. Yud Gimel Adar used to be Yom Nikonah, and they canceled that. Megillas Tainis Batla. Once they canceled Yom Nikonah, so then you're not going to be restricted because of the day before Purim. And the Ritva also says this on the Afyudim and Aleph, and he says, once you don't have any more Kedushas Yom Nikonah, so why not going to have Kedushas the day before Purim? Because then they never will Mevatel Yom Nikonah. And the Ramban on Melchamis at the end of the first parak of Megillah also says this is the second Teretz. So this is the second Teretz, that there was a Yom Nikonah that day, and we're not fasting on Yom Nikonah because Batel Megillas Tainis, that bittel of Yom Nikonah would also apply then to the Yom Shelifnei Purim. Zaktiran, a very logical kasha on this. He says, Eina nidin daim alarayo. There, there was a special reason why we didn't want to pry the yantav on Yom Toyonis. A tragedy happened. Shmaya and Achi were killed. So the Mela, we were mevatel, there was a great thing that happened, Yom Toyonis, the great Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. But we mevatel the celebration of Yom Toyonis, and now we're allowed to do Hesped V'tainis because of the tragedy that happened. So for Shteitzach included in that bittel is the fact that we don't have to be restricted because of the day before Yom Nikonah. If the tragedy causes to mevatel the day itself, Yom Toyonis, Kal V'chomer, it's going to cause us to cancel any celebration that came from the day afterwards, Yom Nikonah. But here, Batel Megillas Tainis doesn't mean that we're canceling it because of a tragedy that happened. Batel Megillas Tainis means that we're not going to be knowing them anymore. It's too restrictive. But we don't say that L'gad Chanukah and Purim. So what's the logic here? If Be'etzim wouldn't have been for Yom Nikonah, so then we'd say, Chanukah and Purim were never Mevatel, who would have been Lefnei and we weren't Mevatel? But now you're telling me, since it's Yom Nikonah, and Yom Nikonah is Batel, Migul, the Yom Nikonah is Batel, so the Yom Shelifnei is Batel. Why? When there's a specific reason why this day shouldn't be celebrated, like Yom Toyonis, where the Tzaddikim Shmai and Achia died then, so that would also not only deal with Yom Toyonis, it would also deal with the Yom Shelifnei Nikonah. But when there's no specific reason why this day shouldn't be celebrated, start with Mevatel Megillas Tainis. Alright, but for Yom Nikonah though, there's another reason why we celebrate it. It's Yom Shelifnei Purim. Why should the fact that Mevatel Yom Nikonah be automatically a bit on the Yom Shelifnei Purim? It's Taka Shtukul Pella. The Sasema says that the Svarim is a little different. It's not the way Taisus Druks Taisus Svarim. He says that if the Pshat is that there's no other Megillas Tainis Yom that day, so then it's going to be also because it's the Yom Shelifnei Purim, just like the Yom Shelifnei Chanukah. But if there is another Megillas Tainus that day, so there never was Chalanis of Yom Shalifnei, because it was not necessary. Even though the Purim story happened before Yom Nikonim, but it doesn't matter. The Purim story, there was no Gzeira on the Yom Shalifnei. The Gzeira on Yom Shalifnei came with the writing of Megillas Tainus. So when Megillas Tainus was written, and the Isurim of Megillas Tainus were established, there was no reason to make a Yom Shalifnei Purim, because it's already Yom Nikonim. So if it wasn't the day of Megillas Tainus, so there'd be an Issa of Yom Shalifnei Purim, and once there's an Issa of Yom Shalifnei Purim, so even after it's Batal Megillas Tainus, it wasn't Batal because of, it wasn't Batal from Purim, it was only Batal on all the other days, so now the Yom Shalifnei Purim will remain Asa. But since it was Yom Nikonim at the time of Megillas Tainus, so Kumtes has no reason to make an Issa of Yom Shalifnei Purim, it was anyway Yom Nikonim. So now that Megillas Tainus is Batal, and you don't have Yom Nikonim, you don't have an Issa that was ever created on the Yom Shalifnei Purim. It says in Lachamis and Megillah says it that way. The Lash is Afilu man Yom Lefneim Asir B'zeh Mutter. Why? Mishun Yigimul Yom Nikonim Hu. V'leinese v'bezen shal yishenim mishum Purim. They didn't ask v'bezen shenim because of Purim. Ela mishun Yom Nikonim. V'kevin sh'amnu bezen shal achareim u'bat le Megillas Tainus u'bat le Yom Nikonim b'cholam. And in the Isra Meisr Shul Yom Shalifnei Purim, because it never had that Isra of Yom Shalifnei Purim, because it was Yom Nikonim. So again, we have two Terutzim. The first Terutz is that when they were Mevatel Megillas Tainus and they kept Chanukah and Purim, they also Mevatel Yom Shalifnei Chanukah Purim. That's part of the Bittul of Megillas Tainus. A little bit Shver effect around, so why are the Amiram discussing if Yom Shalifnei is Asur or not, if Lamais is not Negev as man as it? The second Terutz says no. Really, Yom Shalifnei would be Asur, and perhaps the Nafkimin is Legabe Chanukah. But Yom Shalifnei by Purim, since it's Yom Nikonim, and Yom Nikonim is Batur, Migu there is Batal, it's Yom Nikonim, it's also Batal, it's Yom Shalifnei. The same thing of Nachman said about Yom Tuyonis, that once Yom Tuyonis is Batal, it's also Batal because of Yom Shalifnei, Yom Nikonim. So that the Ran asks, but that's because it's a specific reason why this day shouldn't have any restrictions because of someone Shmainach Achia died. But here, what's the svara that because Yom Nikonim is Batal, Yom Shalifnei Purim is Batal? What's the svara for that? So Sfasemis says the svara that they never made an issur of Yom Lifneim because he already had Yom Nikonim and now Yom Nikonim is Batal. So that's the two Terutz. And the Ramban said that the third Terutz is the Ramban and Lachamis at the end of Megillah brings from a Rabbi Bargalini that says that when it's Batal and Megillah's Tainus, then we're going to go Lekula as much as we could. Even though it wasn't Batal for Chanukah Purim, we'll go Lekula as much as we could. Normally, we say that we have a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisuri, Rabbi Yechon is also in Lachas like him, Keneged Rabbi Shmuel. But here, since Megillah's Tainus is Batal, we're going to be Mekel as much as we could, even in regard to Chanukah Purim, where it's not Batal, and we're going to pass like Shmuel, that there is no Issa V'yayim Lefneim. That's the third Teretz. Now, you mentioned before the Das of the Ravid, because all these Terutzim are based on either that when they were Batal Megillas Tainus, even though they weren't Mevatel for Chanukah Purim, but the Lefneim of Chanukah Purim was Batal, or once Yom Nikonim is Batal, some Mela that would Mela be considered a Bittal for that day, Lagabe the Lefneim, or that once they were Batal Megillas Tainus, so now we're going to Paskin even in regard to Chanukah Purim like Shmuel. But this is all assuming that Batal Megillas Tainus would apply. But the Ravid holds that Batal Megillas Tainus is only Lagabe Tainus Yachid, not Lagabe Tainus Sibur. It's brought in the Rush and the Ran over here, it's brought in the Ridvar earlier, Daf Yudim and Beis. That's the Ravid Shita. So, mainly, you're going to have a bigger problem because there's no din of Batal Megillas Tainus. You're going to have the problem of Lefneim in regard to Tainus Esther because you can't answer that it was Batal even though it's not for Purim, it was Batal in regard to Lefneim, or it was Batal for Yom Nikonim, because he's all assuming the Batal Megillas Tainus. But the Ravid holds it's only for a Tainus Yachid. You're not allowed to make a Tainus Sibur then. The Ravid brings the Raya from the Gemara in Amud Beis. It says Rav Nachman was Gazer a Tainus on Yud Beis Adar, and they asked Rav Nachman, it's Yom Tuyonis. And he says Yom Tuyonis is Batal because Shmai and Achi were killed. What's the kasha? Stam Megillas Tainus was Batal. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Vaislis for Tzibur, you can't be Kavei of the Tainus. But the Rishayim asked the Ran asked his kasha in the Ridva in Rosh Hashanah that the Gemara in the discussion of Batal Megillas Tainus brings down that there were Gezer Tainus in Chanukah and Lud, and Rabbi Eliezer went and he washed himself, and Rabbi Shua took a haircut, and they told them, Tzuvis Anu Mashas Anisa, go and fast on what you fasted. And that was a raya loy butla Megillas Tainis, and that's what the Gemara made that chilek that only for Chanukah was loy butla. But al kaponim, in the discussion about the Megillas Tainis, they were discussing this Tainis Sibur. What's the raya? In fact, the Ran and the Ritva, maybe it was butla Megillas Tainis, but still you can't make a Tainis Sibur. So Bnei Yeshua there says a teretz because you're not going to make the Tainis Sibur, but you're not going to have to fast for making the Tainis Sibur. That's a din lechatchila not to make the Tainis Sibur. And he was mechaven to the Sefer HaEshkol. If they were loy butla Megillas Tainis as an isser to fast, you have to fast for fasting. If it was butla Megillas Tainis, so even though we got to Tainis Sibur, you're still not allowed to make a Tainis, that's only a din lechatchila. Al kaponim, that's the sheet of the Raiva. So lefi zeh, we need another teretz, why we allowed to fast on Tainis Esther, on Yud Gimel Adar. It's Yom Shel Lifnei Purim, and besides the fact, it's Yom Nikonar. It's Yom Nikonar, which is one of the Megillas Tainis. You tell me about the Megillas Tainis. The question is, what's the Tainis Sibur? So the Rosh brings in the Ravid that since Purim is Asa Mehesev Tainis Midivrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami. So it doesn't need Chizuk, and it's not Asur Yom Lifneim. Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Chanukah, I guess, wouldn't be Divrei Kabbalah. Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Bala Amar says this also. The Bala Amar says a big chiddush in the end of the first parak of Megillah that the people of Yud Dalid, they're asur and hasavatainus on Yom Yud Dalid because of the Divrei Kabbalah. So they are allowed to fast on Yud Gimel. But the people of Tezvav, the Bnei Krachim, they're only asur Yud Dalid because of Megillas Tainus, because their day of Purim is Tezvav. So they're not allowed to fast on Yud Gimel. So it wouldn't be a full teretz then, because the kash is, how do we fast Tainis Esther? If the answer is Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami, so you don't have an Isser of Lifneim. So, but how in Yushalayim are you allowed to fast Tainis Esther? There's no din of Divrei Kabbalah Nidal. The Isser of Tainis is Takal's Megillas Tainis. So why would that apply to the Yom Lifneim? See, the Rana asks a kasha from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi asks a kasha, why do we need Yom Nikonar? Technically, it's Yom Shel Lifnei Purim. So you see clearly from the Yishalmi that the Yom Shel Lifnei Purim is Aser on its own. But he says that maybe the Bavli is the one that said about Rish Chedesh that ain't Divrei Torah Tzrichim Chizuk. Maybe the Yishalmi didn't hold that Divrei Kabbalah doesn't need Chizuk. And maybe the Yishalmi holds that Divrei Kabbalah does need Chizuk. Well, the Chayrit Shvedesh Teretz also, now what happened to Yom Nikonar? If you're going to say like the Ravid, that they can't make a Tainis Sibur, Enechinami al today before Purim, we could say Divrei Kabbalah, but what happened to Yom Nikonar? Now the Ravid says another Teretz. The Ravid and the Ran brings another, the Rosh and the Ran brings another Teretz from the Ravid, which we don't really have in the Ravid and Asagas, but the Rosh and the Ran bring it, that Tainis Esther doesn't become Batu because the Megillah is Tainis, because it's Zichron Lanesh and Asabai. And also, the Pasuk says it. The Pasuk says, Kashakimu and Afsham, Divrei Tzaymis v'Zakasam. It says that they were kimu v'kibli Yehudim aleim v'kol zayram to do the days kasha kimu al nafshem al zayram divet tzaymis v'zakasa. What does that mean? The Ravid says what it means is like this. Just like they were makabel to make a yei mishta v'simcha on Yudalit, so too they were makabel to make a tainis before Yudalit, b'chol shana v'shana. So kum dais, according to this pshat in the pasuk, Tainis Esther is a pasuk in the Megillah. The pasuk in the Megillah says is a dinya mishta v'simcha. There's also divit tzaymis v'zakasim which you also have to do every year. So that's a bit chiddush because you'll find other places that Tainis Esther is just a minig. But the Rein Tam seems to hold that way. The Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara there, the Mishnah says that the villagers could lay the Megillah on earlier on Yon Aleph and on Yud Beis and on Yud Gimel, and the Gemara wanted a limud for that, because if that a limud, if the Anshe Knesset Gedolah were misakin only Yud Aleph and Tezvav, you would not be allowed to be makel for the kvarim against the kind of Anshe Knesset Gedolah. It must be there's somewhere in the Megillah where it says that you could lain on other days besides for Yud Aleph and Tezvav. So the Gemara brings a pasuk Mizmanehem that you learn out from Mizmanehem, Mizmanim Rambim, or from Yamim Kayamim, the Gemara is a drasha to add two more days. And the Gemara says, so maybe it's Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, how do you know Yud Aleph? So the Gemara says the words, Yud Gimel is Zman Kil L'Kali V'Leibayu L'Ribuye. Yud Gimel is a time where everyone gathers, you don't have to be Marbit. What does that mean? Rabbi Natan says what it means is, everyone gathers to do the fast of Tainis Esther, to say Slichas and Technunim. as a zecher to Mordechai v'Esther Davin that fasted on the day of the Milchama. Many times says we don't find anywhere else besides for this Gemara the halacha of Tanis Esther. This Gemara is telling you Tanis Esther. Zman Kila Kaili is telling you Tanis Esther. So my cheshbon is others also bring it. The Mordechai says that the Shulta says it. Many times and the Shulta is. But my cheshbon is like this: the Gemara needed a makar to go against the Takana of Anshe Knesset Gedolah. If Tanis Esther was not part of the Takana of Anshe Knesset Gedolah, that can't be a reason why you can lay Megillah there against the Takana of Anshe Knesset Gedolah. It must be, if you're going to learn that the reason why you don't need a Rebbe for the Gimel is because of Tanis Esther, that automatically is telling me that Tanis Esther is part of the Takana of Anshe Knesset Gedolah, which stems with this Ravid, that David Simon's Vizakasam is telling you there's a Takana from the Megillah Esther to fast on Yud Gimel. But the Ram was bothered, if there was a fast that was there all the way from Mordechai v'Esther, had they have Yom Nikonar? Yom Nikonar says you're not allowed to fast. Had they have Yom Nikonar, if there was a fast that was there from Mordechai v'Esther? So he says, and other Rishonim say this as well, that you're going to have to say there that Yom Nikonar is only Asa Behesbid. But Tainus, it is a Tainus. The reason why Yom Nikonar is included in Megillah's Tainus is only Lagavit Isser Hesbid, not Lagavit Isser Tainus, because it is a Tainus. But like we said, a lot of Rishonim and Paiskim say it's only a minig. That's why you find in Halacha in Siman Tafresh Pei Vav that Tanis Esther is actually more kal than other Taniyos, because it's just a minig. Now the Ran also says another thing. The Ran says even if you're going to say that Tanis Esther is mitakanas Mordechai v'Esther, but it doesn't say when. In Masechta Sefer and Smavur, they fasted 3 days after Purim. Seichet to the 3 days that they fasted then. Happens to me now, the minig is to fast on Yom Gimel Adar, but there's no mention that the Tainus was nikva for Yom Gimel Adar. That's what the Tainus. The Ravid and Benetam hold no, the fast was the same day they fasted, which was the day of the Muhammad. The day of the Muhammad was Yom Gimel Adar. But the Ravid says, the Seifim is not mashma that way. And he also says, you could learn the pasuk like this. They were Mekayim and Mekabel to do Mishta v'Simcha on Purim, like they were Mekabel, divrei tzaymus v'zakasim, meaning the tzaym of Shiva Sivatamas and Tisha B'Av, the same Dalia and Asara B'Teves. That's what it means. In other words, this Takana is a Takana that Klal Yisrael is Mekabel, a Takana from the Nevi'im, and it has the same Chaymer as the other Takana they were Mekabel by the Churban Bayis Rishon of the Vitzaymus V'Zakasam. But it doesn't mean a new Takana now of Vitzaym of Tanis Esther. It means the Takana here of being Mekabel Mishta V'Simcha has the same idea, Kasha Kimu Al Nafsham. The Takana of Tzemes was a custom. He just says that Tzemes was a custom is not, that's a little bit more Mashmatinus Esther, because it doesn't mention anything about Avelus, it mentions this thing about Zaka. Falkopanim, the Ran's a little bothered that there's no clarity as Yud Gimel Adar, so therefore that wouldn't not be enough to be Dechid Yem Nikonar. So the kids are these are the Turetzim. Why are we allowed to fast Tainus Esther? What happened to the Yem Shalafnei Purim? One is that when Megillus Tainus was Batal, even though Chanukah and Purim were in Batal, but the Yom Shlifnei was Batal, or that Migui, the Yom Nikana was Batal, so the male then Bittal would apply to the Yom Shlifnei, or once Megillah's Tainus was Batal, even in regard to Chanukah and Purim, will at least pass like Shmuel, that there is no Yisrael Lifnei, or Divit Teri, Divit Kabbalah, Divit Teri Dami, and male doesn't need Chizuk, so Chanukah and Purim doesn't need Chizuk, so there is no Yisrael Lifnei, or Tainus Esther is not a minig. Tainus Esther is the Takana from Ashes Esther, which is Deichem Megillus Tainus. These are the Terutzim. Now, there'll be enough you mean of these Terutzim about the day before Chanukah. If you're going to go with the Teretz, that once it was Batla Megillus Tainus, even though it wasn't Batla for Chanukah and Purim, but it was Batla Lagabi Lefneim and Achreim, so the day before Chanukah would be Mutter. And who would then the Teretz of the Riyah Bar Galoni? That once it's Batal Megillus Tainus, we pass it like Shmuel, so there also the day before Chanukah would be Mutter. But if you go with the Teretz, that the reason why the day before Purim is Mutter because Yom Nikonar was that day, and when Yom Nikonar was Batal, then the Lifnei Purim was Batal. You don't have that Teretz by the day before Chanukah. Also, if you go with this part of Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah, I think only Purim will be Divrei Kabbalah. Chanukah is not Divrei Kabbalah. Or if, particularly if you go with the Teretz that same Tainus Esther is a din at the Kana from the Anshe Knesset HaGdol and it's Deichem Megillus Tainus, but Chanukah you don't have that. So now we'll come out of Nafkamina. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Peivav paskins that Chanukah is mutter to fast Lifnayim and Achareim. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Teretz that once it's Baal and Megillas Tainus, who would then the guy with Lifnayim and Achareim? Even for Chanukah and Purim. But other Achareim, the Bach and the Pre-Chadash, hold it's also to fast Lifnay Chanukah because you do have the Din Lifnayim. And Yud Gimel Adar is a different time because Yom Nikana was Batul, or because Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, or because Tainus Esther is a din from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. So that's halacha. That's a machlokes halacha lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that lechachili you shouldn't fast Erev Chanukah, because he says there's a minig by some to do Yom Kippur Katan then, because you wouldn't be able to do Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Shchedesh Tevis is Chanukah. So there's a minig to push off Yom Kippur Katan, and if there's a minig, he says you could fast, but otherwise the chachila, you should be machmanat to fast in Erev Chanukah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.